马太福音。
We will reflect upon Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 to 34.
我们今天一同来学习马太福音20:29-34.
Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 to 34.
马太福音20:29-34.
As we reflect upon this passage.
我们今天来思考这段经文的时候
We'll see that we believe in the Lord who serves.
我们今天会来看到我们所相信的主是一个服事的主
And our faith response must then be to serve one another.
那我们作为一个信心的回应呢就是我们必须要彼此服事
As we study this passage, we ask, So what did Jesus do?
当我们学习这段经文的时候我们会询问为耶稣到底做了什么呢
We'll see that he reached out to the blind who called on him and healed them.
我们看到他伸出援助的手医治了那些呼求他的瞎子
And the broader implication is this
那作为一个更广泛的一个回应就是这样的
That Jesus reached out to the ones who called on him and healed them
就是耶稣会伸出援助的手来医治那些呼求他的人
Jesus reached out to the ones who called on him and healed them
其实耶稣会伸出援助的手来医治那些呼求他的人
Let us all read it in English firstAnd then in Chinese, it's a very short passage.
让我们一同先用英语来读，然后用中文读。
Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 to 34.
马太福音20:29-34.
As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Let us read it aloud together in English. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, we want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him.
我们用中文读一遍。他们出耶利哥的时候有极多的人跟从他有两个瞎子坐在路旁听说是耶稣经过就喊着说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我们吧众人责备他们不许他们作声他们却越发喊着说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我们吧耶稣就站住叫他们来说要我为你们做什么他们说主啊要我们的眼睛能看见耶稣就动了慈心把他们的眼睛一摸他们立刻看见就跟从了耶稣
In the opening two verses of this short passage
在这段经文里面的头两节
Matthew painted for us a word picture
马太给我们画了一个图画
It shows us a particular human suffering
它让我们看到了一个具体的人的痛苦
And that is blindness
就是人的眼睛瞎了
He also showed us that there is this numerical contrast
他也看到让我们看到这里有人数上的对比
We see that there are these two blind men
我们看到两个瞎子
Then there is Jesus and the disciples and the crowd
我们看到耶稣看到他的门徒也看到这些众人
You see this increasing description in terms of numbers
我们看到这个人数是不断的在增加
And this will start to come into play later in the passage
那这个在这个经文后面呢，就让我们看到它的重要性。
We're told that this happened by the roadside.
让我们看到这个故事呢，是在路旁发生的。
It tells us that these two blind men were not part of the main pedestrian traffic.
所以这两个瞎子呢，他不是在人流当中的。
It's already telling us these blind men are easily put aside.
所以呢，我们就知道这两个瞎子呢，很可能就是被遗忘的人。
They're not part of the crowd. In fact, they're lost in a crowd.
他们并不是在人群当中的一员，他们是被遗忘的。
But here Matthew tells us that there's a blessing that's coming into their lives.
但是马太这里也告诉我们说，这个祝福马上就要进入到他们的生命里面。
They heard that Jesus was coming by.
他们听说耶稣在那里经过。
The hearing is a blessing.
听到他有这样的听力，其实就是一个祝福。
Because not only was Jesus near them,
因为不单只耶稣是在他们周围。
But these blind men now know that Jesus was near them.
那这些瞎子们也知道耶稣就在他们身旁。
So if they did not hear that Jesus was near them,
如果他们没有听到耶稣就在他们身边的话
they would have missed this opportunity to engage Jesus.
他们可能就会失去这次与耶稣相交的这样的一个机会。
And something more important happened.
那还有更重要的一件事情发生了。
They responded to the news.
他们对这样的一个消息呢，他们做出了回应。
Not only do they know that Jesus is now here near them,
不单止他们知道耶稣就在他们周围。
They cried out to Jesus.
他们向耶稣喊叫。
They responded to his presence.
他们对耶稣就在他们周围做出回应。
They shouted.
他们大声喊叫。
Probably because, well, for practicality, there's a crowd, so you definitely have to raise your voice to make yourself heard.
根据当时的情形，有很多的人在那里，所以呢，他们必须要大声喊才能够让别人听到他们。
But I believe that there's something even more important.
但是我想更重要的有一件事情。
And that is there's that inner cry in them.
就是他们内心有这样极度的这样一个发自内心的呼喊。
And they have to let it out.
他们必须要喊出来。
Because we have seen people who are in desperate situations, but somehow in their hearts they do not bring themselves to shout.
但是我们经常会看到有些人他内心有极度的需要，但是呢，他们却没有喊出来。
Rather than saying help me, help me,
他们没有这样啊大声的喊叫说帮助我，我需要你。
They go, help me, help me.
他们就很小声的说，哎呀，帮助我吧。
Oh well, if they can't help me, they don't hear me, it's fine.
如果他们没听到我，那就我也没办法。
But not for these two blind men.
但是这两个瞎子不一样。
They're revealing what is really in their heart is desperation.
他们把心中的绝望给喊出来了。
And what is the content of their shout?
那他们在喊什么呢？
They call out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.
他们喊说主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
In reading, it's very easy to just read past this line.
如果你只是这样一读，可能就读过去了。
But almost each and every word is packed with content.
但是呢，这里他所说的每一个字都是很有含义的。
First, they called on Jesus as Lord.
首先他们喊耶稣是叫他主。
It is a reference to his status. It's a reference to his authority.
就是承认他的主权，他的地位。
And so they're saying that we're not submitting themselves under the directive of Jesus.
所以他们说我们愿意降服在你的权柄之下。
And so when they call on Jesus, whatever Jesus says is the final say.
所以他们在呼喊耶稣的时候，耶稣所做的决定就是最后的决定。
Then they call on Jesus as Son of David.
他们喊耶稣说大卫的子孙。
It is the recognition of Jesus as the Messiah.
这就是承认耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
Because this expression always refers to the promise of the Messianic deliverer.
因为这样的称呼其实就是在回想当年的应许，就是弥赛亚从大卫的家族里面出来。
The promise of the Messiah that comes from the line of David.
就从大卫的家族里面会出弥赛亚。
And interestingly, healing of blindness is a sign of the messianic doings.
然后在弥赛亚到来的时候呢，其中一个记号就是瞎子的看见。
In Isaiah chapter 29 verse 18.
在以赛亚书第二十九章十八节。
In that day the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind will see.
那时聋子必见这书上的话，瞎子的眼必从迷蒙黑暗中得以看见。
In two other passages in Isaiah, it again refers to blindness being healed.
在以赛亚书的其他两节经文里面也讲到瞎子会得看见。
And in that content,The two blind men made known their innermost desire.
所以在他们的呼喊当中，这两个瞎子把他们最深层的渴望给呼喊出来。
Have mercy on us.
可怜我们吧。
It is an active petition.
这是一个主动的请求。
Appealing for deliverance.
这个请求主的医治。
And this is definitely related to Lord and Son of David.
所以这个是跟喊他是主相关的。
Without the Lord being Lord who has authority.
如果没有主，他有这个权柄的话
，and without Jesus being the Messiah，
如果耶稣不是弥赛亚的话
，it's pointless to call on that mercy。
你是喊叫这样的一个医治是没有用处的。
Because he are calling on a deliverer to give them the deliverance。
他们是要请求这个医治者来医治他们。
Have mercy on us。
可怜我们吧。
And the word us tells us that there's a togetherness。
这个我们讲到是一起的，一体的。
It's very easy to say that each of them said, "Well, have mercy on me, on me."
如果他们很自私的话，他们就会说是可怜我吧，而不是我们。
But the marginalized tend to know that they are a community on their own.
但这些被遗忘的人，他们知道他们是一体的。
And so there is us.
所以这就是我们。
Not just me.
而不只是我。
And after they cried out, there's a breakout in conflict of interest.
那。他们这样呼喊的时候呢，我们就可以看到不同的人有各有各的想法。
You see in verse 31 a very strong word, rebuke.
这个三十一节里面讲到这个责备。
Who rebuked these blind men?
谁来责备这些瞎子呢
？The crowd.
就这些众人。
And why would you rebuke?
为什么这些众人会去责备他们呢
？Rebuke something that is wrong.
你责备一些就是不对的事情。
So the crowd saw the crying out of the blind as something that is wrong.
所以这些众人看到这些瞎子们在呼喊是不对的。
And the crowd told the blind to be quiet.
所以这些众人呢就叫他们不要作声。
Meaning that the blind was in fact loud enough to be heard.
所以呢这些瞎子的喊叫肯定是被众人所听见了。
And because they will be heard, they might cause some disturbance now.
所以他们听见了他们的呼喊，他们就觉得很烦躁。
There are these two possible reasons among.Other reasons for the rebuke.
或许有很多的原因，但是有两个主要的原因是为什么他们去责备这些瞎子。
At least from our human perception, there are these two possible reasons.
至少是从我们人的角度来考虑，有这两个原因。
One is based on social stigma.
第一个原因呢，可能是出于社会的等级。
The blind is the marginalized.
这些瞎子们呢是被抛弃的。
They are regarded as either unblessed by God.
他们被认为是不受神祝福的。
Or worse, it's because they are either they are sinful or that their parents were sinful.
更可怕的是，可能是他们是罪人，或者是他们的父母是罪人。
That blindness is a punishment.
所以这个瞎眼呢是对他们的惩罚。
And we can read in John chapter 9.
那我们读约翰福音第九章的时候。
To know that there was this question, there was this understanding during that time.
就知道当时的人就是这样想的。
That blindness is a curse.
所以这个瞎眼是一个咒诅
or a definite sign of sin
或者是一个罪的记号
and so as the marginalized as the kind of untouchables
所以这些被抛弃的人是遥不可及的
being in the lower class
是一个低层阶级的人
being by the roadside
是在一个路旁被遗忘的人
they should not bother Jesus
他们不应该来打扰耶稣
Jesus is the rabbi
耶稣是一个拉比
And as a rabbi, he's of very respectable status.
他是受尊重的
The two classes need not come together.
这两个阶级是不能混淆的
And we are told that so we have to understand that there's a common assumption of the time.
所以当我们知道在当时有这样的一个假设
That the prosperity of the rich is an indication of God's special favor.
当时人的想法是一个人如果富有的话富足的话那就是得到了神的祝福
And if someone who is poor,
如果一个人是贫穷的
the Lord does not care for them.
那就是说神不再在乎他们了
And so in the perception of that time,
所以当时的人的想法
the blind,
这些瞎子们
they, or people in general,
或这些人就总体上来说这些人
they became categories to keep.
他们就变成了像一个阶级的一个成员
meaning to draw very clear boundaries between each social group
在不同的阶层之间要有一个很清楚的界限
and people are not souls to embrace
这些人呢就不再是需要被接受的灵魂
a second reason could be this
那另外一个原因呢
is out of efficiency
可能就是因为要做事情要做得有效益
something that we pretty much put on a pedestal in this contemporary societyIn the contemporary society, we put this high up. We exalt efficiency.
在今天的这样一个社会里面，我们都强调做事的效益。
If something slows us down or does not get us to get the results in the quickest of time,
我们都很注重要在最短的时间里面把任务给做好。
We have to try to kind of remove those hindrances.
如果我们有很多阻碍的话，我们就要把它们给挪去。
And so here we see that the crowd were actually on their way to Jerusalem.
所以我们这里看到这些众人是要往耶路撒冷去。
What's the rush?
为什么要走得那么快呢
？They were going to Jerusalem for the festivities of the Passover.
他们是要到耶路撒冷去过逾越节的。
And so if they are to stop to cater to the blind,
那如果他们停下来要去医治这些瞎子的话
，then they themselves would be slowed down.
那他们的行程就会受到阻碍。
And so people became roadblocks to remove.
所以呢，这些人呢，这些瞎子们呢，就变成了是阻碍的拦阻
，not souls to care for，
而不是说要关心的灵魂。
And both of these possible reasons are in strong contrast against the heart of God。
但这两个主要的原因呢，都是与神的心意相违背的。
Over and over again in the prophetic books，
在先知书里面不断地告诉我们
，from Isaiah to Jeremiah to Micah，
从以赛亚书到耶利米书到弥迦书。
God tells us that His heart is for the poor.
神告诉我们，他的心是向着这些贫穷人的。
His heart is for the marginalized.
他的心是向着这些被抛弃的人的。
So Jeremiah says that God, he defended the cause of the poor and the needy, and so all went well. Is that not what it means to know me?
以赛亚书二十二章十六节说，他为困苦的穷乏贫乏人伸冤，那时就得了福了，认识我不在乎此吗？
And so verse 31 in fact is a huge irony.
所以这个三十一节这里是一个很讽刺的这样的一个情
形。It tells us the way of the crowd.
这告诉我们这些众人他们的想法。
It tells us of the way of people whose heart is not for people.
告诉我们这些人他的心不是向着其他人的。
And here's the irony.
这就是这样的一个具讽刺性的情节。
The blind were right to call out to Jesus.
这瞎子们呼喊是对的。
And the crowd was wrong to rebuke them.
这些众人去责备他这两个瞎子是不对的。
And so the ones who were rebuking were in fact the ones who should have been rebuked.
这些责备的人当受责备。
And it's by God's grace that the blind did not succumb to peer pressure.
感谢主，这两个瞎子没有被这些人的责备所动摇。
They shouted all the louder.
他们更大声的呼喊。
Show the determination.
就看出他们是立定心志。
Because it shows that this is something that is truly important to them personally.
因为对他们个人来说，这件事情是非常重要的。
The crowd may not understand us, but we know where we are.
这些众人并不一定了解我们的处境，但是我们知道我们的处境。
And this might be the one and only opportunity, and we're not going to be deterred by the crowd.
因为这可能是他们唯一的机会，所以他们不会被这些众人的责备所动摇。
So consider that sometimes in our family we have these house rules.
所以想一想，我们在家庭里面可能有这样的一些家庭的规矩。
We could tell a child to say never shout aloud in the public.
我们可以告诉孩子们说，在公共场合不要大声呼喊。
And in general cases, that is good.
在总体上来说，这是好的。
It does keep the system and prevent too crazy of noises.
这帮助我们保持一个比较安静的环境。
But what if the child really needs to pee?
但如果这个小孩真的要上厕所怎么办呢？
Do we allow the child to come and say, Mom, I really need the bathroom?
我们允许孩子们这样呼喊吗？
Or do we say, no, 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 we're in the public, please keep it low.
我们说，还是对孩子说，我们是在公共场合，你不要大声说话。
So the child has to come to you and say, I really need the bathroom.
所以这个小孩就说，我真的想要上厕所。
And we will see that in children, they really let it out.
我们也看到有些小孩真的就喊出来了。
Sometimes my nephew would just simply announce that he needs the restroom.
有时候我的侄子就是这样做的。
Among the crowd.
就在众人面前。
But that is great.
这是很好的事情。
In a way, at least we know that we don't have to change his pants later.
至少我们知道以后后来就不用给他换裤子了。
So there are times when we really need to bring ourselves and shout aloud.
所以有时候我们真的是要呼喊的。
Because it really shows how desperate we are.
这真是显示了我们内心的极度的渴望。
And we know what kind of wholeness we are desiring.
我们知道我们内心的盼望是多么的强烈。
In coming to verses 32 and 33, we see the beauty of our Lord.
我们来看到32、33节的时候，我们看到神的荣美。
Jesus responded.
耶稣就做出回应。
Three actions.
三个动作。
He stopped.
他站住。
He called.
他叫他们来。
He asked.
他问他们说。
He stopped. He halted the progress toward Jerusalem.
所以他停下了往耶路撒冷的行程。
If Jesus, with the task of being to be crucified on the cross, could slow down for these two blind men,
他要上耶路撒冷是要受死的。那这样的一个任务面前，他都停下来。
So can the rest of the crowd.
所以这些众人呢，自然也应该可以停下来。
What does the stopping mean?
这样的停下来是什么意思呢？
It is to take the time to now to connect.
这就是花时间来与他人连接。
It's a very different scene if Jesus had said, "Hello," and he walked away.
他也可以就这样跟他打一声招呼就继续往前走了。
And sometimes we do that along the corridor.
有时候我们在走廊的时候就是这样的。
Hey, how are you doing? Oh, pretty good. Bye, see you later.
我们就说你好吗？你好吗？然后就打个照面就走开了。
There is no opportunity to connect.
这就没有机会来做互相的连接。
And after that, he called.
然后呢，他就叫他们。
Meaning he acknowledged the presence of the blind.
所以他也曾意识到，就是这些人是这些瞎子们是就在那里。
And this is now to establish the connection.
这就是建立一个联系。
Stopping gives you the opportunity to have that connection.
停下来，让你有机会来建立这样的一个联系。
When you call on the person you have now established the connection.
当你叫这个人的时候，你就建立了这个联系。
And Jesus then asked.
然后耶稣问他们说，
Did Jesus not know?
耶稣不知道吗？
Did Jesus not hear the blind the first time?
那耶稣在这些瞎子们喊第一次的时候，没有听到他吗？
That we do not know.That we do not know if he knew or not.
So we don't know.
But we know that when Jesus asked the question, it was very intentional. He wanted the blind to further explain what it means to have mercy on us. Jesus wants the blind themselves to say, what kind of mercy exactly are you looking for?
耶稣想要这些瞎子们表达出来他们具体需要什么样的帮助。
And at the same time, by asking this question,
同时在问这个问题的时候，
let us not forget that he's the Lord, he's the son of David.
不要忘了，他是主，他是大卫的子孙。
But he's stooping down,
但他愿意跪下来，
to say, what do you want me to do for you?
他问这些瞎子们，要我为你们做什么？
This is taking on the form of servanthood.
这就是用一个仆人的态度来面对人。
How may I serve you?
我怎么样能够服侍你？
A master willing to perform an act for the lowly.
他是一个主人，但他愿意为这些低下的人服侍。
And because Jesus comes to show us who God is.
耶稣来到我们当中来显示神是谁。
And now we know that we have a God who will act on behalf of his people.
所以我们现在知道了，我们相信的这位神是愿意为人来采取行动的神。
And the blind responded.
所以这些瞎子们就回应了。
You know.
你知道的。
Was that the response?
这是他们的回应吗？
They actually stated specifically what they wanted.
他们很具体的讲出来他们的需要。
We want our sight.
要我们的眼睛能看见。
This is important because it is the restoration of the wholeness of themselves.
这个是非常重要的，这是因为他们想要得到这个完全的康复。
As we said before, that because they are blind, they are actually marginalized.
我们刚才已经讲过，因为他们的眼睛瞎了，所以他们是被社会所抛弃的。
So beyond being able to now see again and really see what they have been missing all their lives.
所以除了他们能够得以看见，能够看到他们所没有看到过的一切之外。
By being able to see, they can be restored back to their community.
所以他们如果能够看见的话，他们就可以重新融入到这个社会。
They can again be accepted by the society.
他们可以重新被这个社会所接受。
And when you say, we want our sight,
当你说要我们的眼睛能看见，
it will be an insane request if there's no belief that Jesus will be able to heal them.
如果他们不相信耶稣能够医治他们的话，如果他们呼喊出这样的请求的话，那简直是很疯狂的一个请求。
And so again, when they say we want our sight, it's also a proclamation that they still believe that Jesus is Lord.
所以当他们这样请求的话，他们就是相信耶稣基督就是那主。
Literally, they're still at the mercy of Jesus.
他们是请求耶稣给他们这个怜悯。
And in verse 34, we get the goosebumps.
在三十四节，我们看到耶稣的回应。
We see that Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes.
我们看到耶稣动了慈心来改变了他们的生命。
Is it the miracle that captivated our imagination?
这样的一个神迹是不是很令人向往呢？
Or is it the compassion that Jesus showed?
或者还是耶稣的慈心让我们更为感动呢？
Over and over again, the author of Matthew tells us that Jesus had compassion on the crowd.
我们从马太福音里面多次的看到耶稣怜悯众人。
Compassion tells us that Jesus had gone beyond a sense of duty.
这个怜悯告诉我们耶稣他是尽了他职责以外的事情。
He's not saying, okay, because I am the Lord, I am the son of David, so I have to heal you.
他不是说只因为我是救主，我是大卫的子孙，所以我必须要医治你。
But compassion is the foundation of Jesus' ministry.
这个怜悯是耶稣的事工的根基。
It is to connect and be connected to the pitiful condition of the other person.
这是与那些可悲可怜的人建立联系。
Is to be able to relate to another.
是能够去理解他们。
Is to be able to say, even without this sense of obligation, I will heal you.
就是即使我没有这样的责任，但是我也同样会医治你。
It tells us the condition of the heart of our Lord Jesus.
这告诉了我们耶稣的心态。
It is the condition of the heart with the love for the people that.Brings about his healing.
因为他爱人的心带出了这样的一个医治。
And we now see more of Jesus' actions.
那我们现在进一步的来看到耶稣所做的不同的事情。
He touched their eyes.
他在他们的眼睛上一摸。
What's the big deal about touching?
这样去摸一摸有什么重要呢？
This is a very concrete sign that there's a total breaking of space between Jesus and the blind.
这是人与人之间缩短距离的这样一个很重要的表示。
This physical connection has.It adds on or increases the intimacy already established by the verbal connection.
肢体的触摸更进一步地打破了人与人之间的距离。
And so, very simply,
所以很简单的。
I could say, "Hi, Brother Dennison." Tennyson.
我可以说 "Hi, Pastor Samuel."
And he exactly demonstrated what I was supposed to do.
我刚才就已经展示了这样该做的事情。
If my hands are here.All right, there is verbal connection.
如果我的手不动的话，那当然我们有这样的一个口头上的交流。
But if I'm to say hi, Brother Tennyson, there is an enjoyment.
但是如果我这样触摸的话，就表示我们两个人之间有这样的一个连结。
And we now see that Brother Tennyson has a natural body language, which is great. It's not just a demonstration. It is in his life.
这就告诉我们，某些人是有这样自然的肢体的语言的流露。
Very humble, yes.And so with the compassion, which is relating to the person,
所以这样的一个怜悯让我们能够与人建立关系。
It ends in a touch, which is to reach out to the person.
这就带来了一个触摸，就是一个伸出援助的手。
And so these unreachable are now being reached out.
所以这些好像遥不可及的人，现在他们也被触摸到了。
And again, it's out of compassion.
这是出于怜悯。
Not duty.
不是出于责任。
Compassion.
而是怜悯。
And immediately they were healed.
他们的眼睛立刻就看见了。
This is absolute proof of Jesus' power.
这是对耶稣的能力的绝对的证明。
There's no passing of time to allow the time-based probabilities.
这个不是说他们在这个医治的过程当中还有一个时间的这样的一个延伸。
To maybe say, it might be just a condition where suddenly somehow some food that the blind ate cured them.
或者是说，是不是这个瞎子做了什么其他的事情，或者吃了什么食物，然后让他们的眼睛得以看见
？Carrots maybe.Maybe carrots, lutein,
可能吃了萝卜胡萝卜之类的。
And very intriguingly, Matthew tells us the response for the blind.
然后马太这里告诉我们这些瞎子们他们的回应。
They followed.
他们跟从。
It could mean that they physically went along with Jesus.
或者说他们也有可能是指他们就跟着耶稣走了。
But the word follow tends also to have at least an indication of the starting of a discipleship.
那这个跟从呢，也有另外一层的意思，就是说他们就决定要成为耶稣的门徒。
It's intriguing because it's not a return back to their home or back to the society which has rejected them, and they've been so desperately trying to get back.
很有趣的是，他们一开始是一心想要回到那个融入到社会里面去，但是呢，现在他们不再要去融入到社会里了。
But now their decision is actually to stick around with the Lord Messiah.
他们现在的决定就是要跟随耶稣了。
They have found something more precious, more worth their commitment.
他们找到了更宝贵、更值得他们去委身的事情。
And we see that even with the heaviness of the task at hand,
所以我们知道耶稣在面临很艰巨的任务。
Jesus did not deny those who call upon him or cry out to him.
耶稣并没有拒绝那些呼求他的人。
And this we will see even on the cross.
这个我们在十字架上也看到同样的事情。
When Jesus speaks to the thief.
当耶稣对那个在他旁边的那个贼说话
，That you'll surely be in paradise with me today.
你今天就要在乐园里与我同在。
So what might be the application that we can draw from this short passage?
那在短短的几节经文里面告诉我们什么样的事情呢
？Very short story.
很短的一个故事。
Very compact.
是很紧凑的一个故事。
But very convicting.
但是呢，却很有震撼力。
As we draw closer to Jesus.
当我们离耶稣越来越近的时候。
As we say, we begin to take on the image of Christ, or take on the life of Christ.
当我们说我们要模仿耶稣的形象，模仿耶稣的生活的时候
，Do we find ourselves in proper service of others?
我们是在彼此服侍吗
？Or do we still have a rather selfish, self-serving faith?
而是我们的信仰还是自私的、自我享受的信仰呢
？We serve because the Jesus Christ that we call Lord over our lives is the serving God.
我们服侍是因为我们所称呼的主，称呼为主的耶稣基督，他是一个服侍的主。
Jesus stopped, called, asked, touched.
耶稣站住，他叫他们来，他呼喊他们，他触摸他们。
So the question that we can ask ourselves is this.
所以我们要问我们的问题是什么呢?
What personal interests might we have to put to a halt so that we could serve one another?
有什么我们个人的利益是我们是值得放下来所以我们可以去服侍他人的呢?
In what ways might we suspend our own needs so that we can meet the needs of others?
有什么个人的需要我们需要搁置所以我们可以去服侍他人呢?
This happens a lot in the family.
这在家庭里面也是很常见的。
Hey boy, come over, help me wash some dishes.
说 Hey, 过来帮我洗碗。
Wait, let me get this done first.
哦，请等一下，让我先把这个事情做完再说。
No, I can't meet the visitor because I need to finish this particular phase in my video games.
我不能去见这些招呼这些客人，因为我的电子游戏还没玩完。
True life story.
是一个真实的故事。
Oftentimes in the pursuit of our personal dreams,
当我们在追求我们个人梦想的时候
it is all too easy to forget that the world does not revolve around us,
我们很容易就忘掉这个世界不是绕着我们转的
and that we do in fact live among people.
我们是住在众人当中。
People are not categories, nor are people roadblocks.
我们看到的人不是说只是社会阶层里面的一员也不是碍事的阻拦。
And so again, as a Christian,
所以作为基督徒
when we take on the life of Christ,
当我们以耶稣基督的生命为生命的时候
when we take on the name of Christ,
当我们以基督徒自称的时候
we start to think about others.
我们要想到其他人
It is out of our own true desire from the heart, the compassion.
这是由我们内心的真正的怜悯所发出来的
We look to the betterment of others.
我们以别人的利益摆在我们的利益之上。
In fact, before we could answer these two questions, before we could answer this one question of are we serving others,
所以当我们问自己我们有没有在侍奉别人的时候
This is going to be a brilliant analogy.
这是一个
shutting off the AC.
这个对比是很精彩的。
We have to first ask these two questions as we arrive, to be able to arrive at the will to serve others.
我们先要回答两个问题。
One, do we recognize our own desperate need for Jesus?
我们意识到我们自己对耶稣的极度的渴望、极度的需要吗
？For the blind, they wanted to see.
这些瞎子们，他们渴求看见。
They know the kind of plight they were in. They know the kind of terrible condition that they were in.
他们知道他们所处的可怜的光景。
But only after the healing did they know that they are to follow Jesus.
但他们被医治以后，他们知道他们所要追求的就是要跟随耶稣。
Recognize that the healing is not for themselves, but for the glory of God, as in John 9.
他们知道他们所得到的医治不是说只是为了他们，而是为了神的荣耀。
So we have to look to the desperation of our spiritual condition.
所以我们要意识到自己所渴望的、极度的对耶稣的需要。
Yes, we are saved.
是的，我们是被拯救了。
But we need that continuous.Transformation.
但是我们需要不断地被神改变。
We need to be made whole each and every day.
我们需要每天都要恢复完全。
We are in daily need of His grace.
我们每天都需要神的恩典。
And we need to cry out all the more louder as the world's wisdom crowds out our fickle thoughts.
这个世界所谓的智慧不断地在充斥我们，所以我们需要更大声地喊叫。
Which reminds me of why this AC somehow was shut off for now.
所以这就想让我想到这个空调为什么突然间就关掉了。
All of a sudden, my voice is too clear for my own comfort.
所以我就可以更清楚地听到我自己的声音。
But that's what the world does to our own little voice.
这就是这个世界经常在充斥我们的思维。
The little rumbles really drowns out the voice in us that needs to cry out.
这个世界的声音经常是淹没了我们需要呼喊出来的那个声音。
And so when it comes to our own Christian education,
所以当我们来到我们自己对神的话语的追求的时候
For example, the Sunday school.
所以举个例子就是我们的主日学
I hope we don't come because we are Christians so we need to study. It's a sense of obligation.
我希望我们不是说因为我们是基督徒我们有责任学习神的话语所以我们才参加主日学
Or that we feel bad for these teachers who have put in so much time to prepare the materials.
所以我们或者我们觉得这些老师们花了很多的精力来准备所以呢我们有责任去参加
And I'm definitely not paid.To do a promotion here.
我在这里宣传主日学，我是不拿钱的。
But we truly have to understand that in our soul, in our condition, we need to constantly be fed and taught God's word.
但是从我们的内心，我们知道，我们必须知道，我们不断的要被神的话语所充满。
And so when I hear of stories of people skipping out on this precious time of learning God's word.
所以我经常听到有一些故事说我们弟兄姊妹们、就、不参加主日学
and rushing off to supermarkets to replenish the refrigerator for the week
所以我们就到超市里去购物然后能够填满我们的冰箱
it doesn't anger me
这个并不使我感到愤怒
it saddens me
让我感到非常的悲哀
not because the teachers have wasted their time
这并不是说这些老师们、浪费了他们的时间
but we have somehow fallen to a pursuit of what the world pursues
但是呢，就是让我们这些弟兄姊妹们进入到对这个世界的追求上。
That something about Christian education is not as important as filling up our refrigerator.
就告诉我说，这个在神的话语上的追求好像并不如、填满自己的冰箱更重要。
And somehow we make it back in time for lunch.
有一些弟兄姊妹还在午饭前可以赶回到教会来。
And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Lord tells us very strongly.
马太福音第六章三十三节，神很强烈地告诉我们。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
先求神的国和他的义。
And all these things.
这些东西。
What to eat, what to wear, what to drink.
吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
Will be given, no worries.
不要担忧，这些东西都要加给你们。
But truly seek His kingdom first.
但是真的要先求他的国和他的义。
There's a desperation in our spiritual condition that needs to be healed.
所以当我们这个属灵的光景真是需要被得以、医治完全。
And part of it is learning God's word together in different modes as a community.
其中的一个重要的部分就是我们一起来学习神的话语，作为一个整体，一同来领受神的话语。
And we also see that we need to be very specific about our needs.
那同时呢，我们向神呼求的时候，我们也要很具体的说出我们的需求。
What is it exactly that we would want Jesus to do for us?
我们希望耶稣基督为我们做什么呢？
I'm not talking about the big house that we so desire.
并不是说我们希望得到一个很大的房子。
Or again, the promotion or the love relationship that we really want to have.
或者是工作上的提升，或者是这个个人的婚姻的关系。
Here we're asking what is it exactly that Jesus can heal us of so that we can be made whole.
我们需要邀请耶稣。呼求耶稣，我们什么东西是需要得到医治的，所以我们可以得以完全。
When we pray, it's not just God have mercy on us, Amen.
当我们祷告的时候，并不是只是说神啊，可怜我们吧 ，Amen.
It is something, for example, God have mercy on us. I am an angry person.
或者你可以这样祷告说，神啊，可怜我吧，因为我是一个情绪波动的人。
Or I'm an anxious and greedy and insecure and lonely and lustful and power trip.Full and prideful person, all of that.
我很焦虑，我很愤怒，我很恐慌，我很多私欲，我很自我。
Okay, that specificity.
这是很具体的。
Is that enough?
这够不够呢
？No.
还不够。
We could even say forgiveness. God, I need to forgive. Have mercy.
我们还要请求原谅。
Who are we exactly to forgive, and why is it exactly that we cannot forgive?
我们要原谅谁呢？有谁是我们不能原谅的呢
？The specific words that the person said that so pricks our heart.
某个人所说的话仍在扎我的心。
God, you know, and help me overcome this particular word of whatever it is.
神啊，我们就可以祷告说，神啊，请你帮助我有原谅的心来原谅这个人所说的话。
Specificity of our need and the desperation of that need.
这个具体的我们的需要，还有这个我们自己发出内心的极度的对耶稣的需求。
Do we recognize our own desperate need for Jesus?
我们意识到我们自己对耶稣。所要的极度的需要吗
？And then, do we recognize the desperate need for Jesus in others?
我们意识到他人对耶稣的极度的需要吗
？The crowd rebuked the blind.
这些众人去责备这些瞎子们。
Very interestingly, Matthew 19, just a chapter right before, the disciples rebuked those who brought the children to Jesus.
很有趣的就是马太福音十九章，这些门徒们也去责备这些要把孩子带到耶稣跟前来的人。
The same scenario.
这是一个同样的情形。
And Jesus.Answered by healing, by welcoming the children.
耶稣也是做出回应，他做出医治，他也欢迎这些小朋友们来到他的面前。
So we as Christians, we need to be very careful in terms of serving too.
所以作为基督徒，我们要很注意去服侍他人。
Because there we often run the danger of being very task-oriented but without compassion.
很容易的，我们就进入到一个目标导向当中，我们就没有了怜悯。
We need to get things done in the church.
我们在教会里面，我们要把事情做好做完。
And so these people are kind of tagging along and dragging me in my ministry.
而这些人呢，就成为我的事工的阻碍。
But the people is the ministry.
但是呢，人就是我们的事工。
Not necessarily the work to be done because it has been finished.
并不是说我们要做成什么事情。
But in serving others, in relating to others, in connecting to others.
但是服侍他人，能够与他人建立联系。
That is the word minister.
这就是这个事工侍奉的人这样的一个。
So it is ministry.
所以这就是一个事工。
And so it's very easy for us if once we have that task orientation with our people in mind that we will say that we are more important. We put ourselves before others.
所以当我们的注重点只是在要做事情而忘了我们要服侍的人的时候，我们会觉得我们自己比别人都重要。
And we are better than others.
或者是我们比别人更优先。
And this sometimes comes through email responses.
这有时候我们看到同工之间互相发 email
ASAP RSVP in bold in red
我们说马上就要我这个回应我马上就要得到
You hear nothing
然后你听什么都没有听到
And in the heart you're like Oh man I need to get my things done
然后在心里面我们就很焦虑说哎呀我要赶紧把这个事情做完
July 4th how many hot dogs
说这个国庆节我们需要多少条热狗
But a different way of ministeringOf course, we still need to respond. I'm not excusing the non-responding.
当然呢，我们收到这样的信息，我们还是要做出回应。
But the minister of this ministry,
但是当我们从事这样的一个事工的时候
could bring a different attitude.
我们应该有一个不一样的态度。
And ask, why is the person not responding, not as a rebuke, but with sincere desire to know what has happened?
我们要有这样的一个同理心，我们需要知道为什么这位同工没有给我回应。
You never know, there might be no Wi-Fi.
你不知道，他可能没有这个无线联网的功能。
The phone might have been lost.
他的电话可能丢了。
Or, God forbid, the person was in an accident.
或者这个人出了什么意外。
We do not know.
我们不知道。
And so we reach out.
所以我们可以伸出手。
And so we ask.
所以我们可以问。
Jesus healed not only our physical infirmities, but also for our souls.
耶稣所医治的不单只是身体上的缺陷，而是我们的灵魂。
And I don't think Sunday school is going to start at 11:40.
我想主日学可能11:40开始不了了。
But very quickly, we have a new life, and we have to believe in that.
但是呢，很快的，我们有一个新的生命，我们必须要相信这一点。
In 1 Peter, Peter tells us that Jesus died for us so that we may die to sins and live for righteousness.
彼得前书说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
It is not only for us to be no longer with sin.
这个不是说只是我们从罪里面被拯救出来。
But we are to take this new life and start to live in righteousness.
而是我们要在义上活。
And righteousness is to do what is good and to be able to judge what is good according to what God says is good.
这个义就是做对的事情，而且在神的眼里是对的事情。
And the prophet Ezekiel tells us that we now have a new heart and a new spirit.
先知以西结说，我们现在有一个新的心，新的灵，肉心。
And it's a new heart of flesh.
这是一个肉的心。
And it really is to exercise all the godly attributes for compassion and patience and gentleness and kindness and joy.
这就是要活出神的特性，就是他的怜悯，他的慈爱，他的温柔。
We're told that the Lord rescues His people in righteousness.
我们看到神喜爱那些在义上活的人。
And in the washing of the feet, Jesus tells the disciples, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
在洗了门徒的脚以后，他就告诉门徒说：“你们既然知道这些事，你们就去行，就有福了。”
And it's in the context of serving one another that Jesus says, "Love one another, so that man will see you and know that you are my disciples."
所以在服侍人的当中，他告诉这些门徒们说：“你们这样去行，使你们其他人都能够认识你们，知道你们是我的门徒。”
When we receive this new life,
当我们得到了这个新的生命的时候
，this transformation reverses the impulse from taking to giving.
我们生命上的这个改变是使我们从收取到施予。
And taking away our self-centeredness and looking out to see others in
need. 让我们从自我为中心的这样的一个模式转向去以他人为中心。
Imagine this.
想象一下。
Black Friday sale at Walmart.
这个黑色星期五在 Walmart 的这个购物的减价的购物。
A Christian goes, "Take my place. I've lined up. I'm the first in line. I've lined up 2 days."But now, you say to the people behind you, "Take my place."
一个基督徒他在那里排队已经排了2天了，然后他把这个位置让给其他的人。
crazy.
这个是很疯狂的一个想法，对不对呢？
But that's what Jesus did for us.
但这个是耶稣为我们所做的。
He became the lowliest of the lowliest.
他成为社会的最底层。
And somehow we then inherit the glory that is due him.
让我们能够承受这个本该属于他的荣耀。
We just recently concluded VBS.
我们最近才刚刚完成了这个儿童主日学。
And our little helpers are great.
这个儿童圣经夏令营，这个所有的这些帮助的这些小朋友们都非常的好。
And one of the aspiration was to say we want to be role models. We want to serve the children.
我们都有这样一个渴望，说我们都要去服侍这些小朋友。
After the first day.
第一天完了以后。
Wow.
Wow.
Screaming children.
这些小孩子们很可怕。他们不听我们的话。
They have crazy languages.
他们所说的话我们也听不明白。
They find us boring.
他们觉得我们很无趣。
And the encouragement to them is welcome to serving others.
我对他们的鼓励就是欢迎你来服侍他人。
It's one thing to have the beautiful idea of just people and appreciating you.
从一个方面，我们有一个很美妙的这样的一个想法，说别人会来感谢我们。
It's another to really put in the time and effort to try to learn to love people.
那另外一个方面呢，就是真正投入时间精力去帮助别人的时候，那现实又是另外一回事。
And I'm glad they persevered and they truly served.
我们很感谢这些同工们，他们愿意持续的能够忍耐，能够去完成这样的一个事工。
And the SCM team will also face the same challenges.
这个台湾短圈队其实也面对同样的挑战。
Strangers, language, cultural setting, mosquitoes.
我们这些面对的生人，我们的语言，还有这个很多不同的环境，还有蚊子等等。
But it is the golden time to learn to full dependency on God.
但这个是真是我们能够依靠神，学习依靠他的良好的机会。
And to grow that new life in Christ.
让我们的在灵里面的新生命得以长进。
I pray and hope that CCNC will be a community of Christians who are deeply touched by the gospel.
我真是祷告，我们这群基督徒是真的被神的话语所触摸到的人。
And deeply transformed by God's grace.
被神的恩典所转变的人
that we would extend the grace that we've been given to others
所以我们可以把我们所收到的这个所经历到的怜悯能够去传扬出去
to regard this place as your home
让我们都把这个当作自己的家
and it begins by picking up the trash
我们可以把留意一下我们周围有没有垃圾可以把它捡起来
it begins by keeping the room tidy
让我们把这个房间保持整洁
It begins by stopping to actually ask, "How are you doing today?"
我们可以停下来向别人打个招呼。
Just as Jesus had done for us and still doing for us, so we do to others.
正如耶稣已经为我们所做的，仍然在做的，我们也效法他去对别人这样做。
And we praise God for those who are already serving.
我们感谢主那些已经在侍奉的，为那些弟兄姊妹们感谢主。
And we pray that you continue to serve out of a willing, joyful heart.
希望你们能够不断的以一颗喜乐的心继续的侍奉主。
And trust that our Father in heaven will honor your service.
我们相信耶稣我们在天上的父会纪念你的劳苦。
For those of you who have yet to step out to start to serve,
对那些还没有出来侍奉的弟兄姊妹们
I pray and hope that you will.
我祷告你将会。
And you must.
你必须要出来侍奉。
Because Jesus came to give us life to the fullest.
因为耶稣来到我们当中是给我们一个完美的生命。
And you might be wondering why there are some blessings that somehow you don't get to experience in life, such as connection to people.
你为什么有时候会感到有一些祝福是你没有得到的呢？比如是在人际关系上的祝福。
And again, it's not by our own strength.
当然，这个不是靠我们自己的力量。
But in trust of God, who will give us the strength.
而是相信神，他会赐给我们力量。
Five out of the seven members in the short-term mission teams are, and in fact, introverts.
我们七位短宣队员里面有五位是非常内向的。
We are afraid of meeting new people.
我们惧怕去跟生人谈话。
We get very tired after interacting with new faces after just 10 minutes.
当我们跟生人打交道的时候，十分钟以后我们就觉得非常的疲乏。
And in our reflection, we realize truly God is with us.
当我们在回想这段经历的时候，我们真是想到神一直在与我们同在。
And because we're not taking our personalities to serve, we have to trust in God who can help us overcome our limitations.
我们不是凭着个人的这个特性来侍奉神，而是相信神，他会赐给我们力量来做成他的工作。
Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me."
耶稣说，我实在地告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是做在我身上了。
Let us obey God's instruction for us to love one another.
让我们一同来 顺服神的命令，让我们彼此相爱。
And in so doing, know God all the more deeper.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就可以更深入的了解神。
And we can live life to the fullest.
我们可以更完全的来过我们的生命。
That in our service, we worship Jesus, our Lord and Savior, all the more fuller.
在我们的服事当中，我们能够更好的敬拜神，更完全的敬拜神。
And as we sing the response song, Amazing Grace.
当我们来唱这回应诗歌奇异恩典的时候
Let us sing it as our prayer.
让我们带着祷告的心来唱
It's a very familiar song.
这是一个很熟悉的诗歌
And may the words touch us again.
让这个话再次的触摸我们
Bring into remembrance just how wretched and blind we were.
让我们再次被提醒我们是失丧的我们曾经是瞎眼的
But now we are found and have the glorious new life in Jesus.
现在我们已经被寻见我们在主里面有新的荣耀的生命
And so now we can have that heart of compassion to begin a life of service.
所以我们现在就可以 用一颗怜悯的心开始我们的侍奉
We would also be collecting the offering.
我们也会收奉献
And I would also ask the helpers to come forward.
我们也请同工一起上来
And as a Christian, I hope you will give out of the gladness of your heart.
作为一个基督徒，我希望你能够凭着一颗感恩的心，一颗喜乐的心来奉献。
And if you do not yet understand what the meaning of offering is,
如果你还不明白奉献的意义
，you can just allow the bag to pass on.
你就让奉献袋从你面前传过去就好了。
Can I ask the praise team to come forward to lead us?
我们请敬拜团队上前来。